Dylan Doz, and I haven't seen Dylan in a while. I saw photos of him recently on a stage with a big smile on his face for the Ragbri route reveal. How are you?
I am good. I am not outside looking at the back 40. I am here at the dining room table looking at the side 20.
You and your acreage, I tell you.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're a happy camper with Ragbri coming through. I know you had to. I'm just guessing. I don't know. I'm guessing you weren't surprised when you got there for the big reveal. You may have had some inside intel.
Yeah, it was one of those. I think we had a meeting with them yesterday, and they go, "You guys did a good job of keeping it quiet." I think that's the biggest thing, is that you're just like, there's this big thing, and then there's other things being planned and stuff, and you're like, you're trying to do the calendar in your head because you can't talk to people about what's going on in said calendar. Like, even when you go to the event, you can't tell anybody where you're from for 2 hours. Is because the event opens at 6 and the reveal's at 8. People try to come around and get the dirt on where you're from. Because, let's be honest, Kyle, I learned how to ride a bike at 13. I don't really like bikes. I don't fit in that crowd.
What?
You know, as far as,
what are you telling
as far
me?
As the bicycling crowd. I, you know, and it didn't help when I came in. Hello, my fellow bicyclers. How we doing?
Oh.
Yeah, that didn't work.
Didn't
I think
work.
It. No, they saw me a mile away.
Well, see, the problem was you were wearing bike shorts, and it wasn't a good look, really.
I think I intimidated them. I think that's
so,
what happened.
I love this, how you guys are all sequestered, how you have to go in under the cover of night and wear a disguise. And it's, well, anyway, we're getting it. They are coming for an overnight stop, July 22nd. And I understand you have some vendor possibilities, some volunteer sign-up sheets out there.
Yep. Yeah, the big thing is, so before I even left the venue, as I was operating in the afterglow of the stage smile, I already had texts about bands wanting to get involved in things. I was like, oh, they're not wrong. Once this thing goes live, everyone wants to know, all right, can we play? Can we help? What's that? So one thing our office did that I think will be really helpful is if you go to marshalltown.org/ragbri, again, that's marshalltown.org/ragbri, it's the chamber's website. Right there is a form for volunteer interest form, and then there is also a vendor interest form, say a food truck, but this is also includes music act. It really helps us because as you can understand, Kyle, is like you get a deluge. People that a lot of music acts or vendors that kind of follow Ragbri around are all locked and loaded to send you emails. And you're like, oh, it's not Monday yet, and I have 30 emails already about trying to keep things separate, things all connected. But if you go, especially for our listeners, I'm thinking a lot of us are going to be like, hey, how can I put on that volunteer shirt and help our community? That volunteer sheet will be very, very helpful. As we finalize and wrap up our committee structure, that will be really, really helpful for our volunteer team.
Okay. All right. Tell folks where to go for that again, Dylan.
Marshalltown.org/ragbri, R-A-G-B-R. AI.
All right, buddy.
I just spelled Ragbri there, not Marshalltown.
It's like we're doing a Hooked on Phonics commercial. I love it. All right, Dylan, good to talk with you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Highlight of my day when I get to talk to you.